What is a Catholic to think about the circumstances surrounding the death of Steve McNair, former Tennessee Titans quarterback? First of all, it's an example of what Romans teaches when it says, "The wages of sin is death." This became so true in Steve McNair's case, literally and spiritually. His adulterous relationship not only put him in the state of mortal sin, or kept him there, but it literally cost him his life. He had 4 children and a wife, and he was cheating on her with this young woman, whom he basically set up with a home and a car so that she acted as, in effect, a paid whore. And because of this horrible sin, God allowed him to be put into a situation which ultimately ended his life. We see this also with the case of how many shootings and murders and things occur at nightclubs. You hear about this on the news. These are such evil places that not only are they places where the sins of the flesh are committed and the sins of drunkenness and other mortal sins, but in addition to that, evils on the natural level, people losing their lives and being crippled through gunshots, etc., frequently occur at these nightclubs, because when a person puts himself in that occasion of sin, God will allow all kinds of other calamities to fall upon him. Where there are all kinds of other devils flying around, many more bad things will result. Another interesting facet of this whole tragedy is the fact that we hear in the news now all these people praising Steve McNair. What a great man he was. What a good person he was. Completely overlooking or ignoring the fact that he died in a horrible mortal sin of adultery. Apparently, they believe in universal salvation so that one can blatantly break a commandment, and that's no problem. It speaks to the moral degeneration of this society, the false Christianity that is so prevalent, namely Protestantism, whereby, according to his religion, and Steve McNair apparently claimed to be a Christian, he was obviously a Protestant of some type, he probably believed in justification by faith alone, that evil, unbiblical doctrine invented by Martin Luther. And according to that, why couldn't he commit adultery and have a mistress on the side? Because all he needs to do is believe in Jesus. But that is pure nonsense, an unbiblical lie. But you see all these fake Christians praising what a great man he was, just confirming that they are truly not of God, and that this world has no sense of a moral standard left at all. The Bible is clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and following, that neither fornicators, nor murderers, nor adulterers, etc., shall obtain inheritance in the kingdom of God. This tragedy, while devastating and ultimately the worst thing that could possibly befall a person in the case of Steve McNair and the lowlife who murdered him and then killed herself, it can serve as a warning to people how, when they engage in such sinful behavior and involve themselves in iniquitous relationships, that bad things will result. For critical truths about eternal salvation and the one true Christian faith, the Catholic faith, see our website, VaticanCatholic.com, MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.